This is Twit.
Back in 2018, you may recall Bloomberg had a pretty huge report claiming that Amazon, Apple, and other major tech companies were found to have surveillance chips on their server. Hardware supply chain attack was the assertion here. And of this magnitude, it would have been huge if only those who were targeted in the piece were to have actually acknowledged the details as accurate. Only instead, there were denials all over the place that it even actually existed. And it was really difficult to even point to hardware and say, hey, see, there it is. This is the thing that Bloomberg was writing about. So bizarre to say the least. Now Bloomberg is back. They're doubling down on it with new reporting and joining us to talk about supply chain chain attacks in general and the likelihood of all of this, given what we know through these stories, is Bruce Schneier, computer security technologist, and just welcoming you back to the show. It's good to have you back, Bruce.
Yeah, it's nice to be here to talk about this truly weird story.
Truly weird, yes. Okay, so before we get into now, let's get into then. 2018, Bloomberg, you know, made all of these assertions as far as their reporting, and Bloomberg's no fly-by-night journalistic outfit. So it was interesting to hear them go so hard on this story and then have nothing but denials. What makes supply chain attacks dangerous, first of all, and what were they asserting then that was so difficult to prove?
So this seems to be the year of supply chain attacks. We're seeing them again and again. And the one that's big in the news is SolarWinds. Right? SolarWinds Orion, right. A network management software package used by hundreds of thousands of networks. The Russians infiltrated their update server, put a vulnerability in an update, downloaded to 18,000 users worldwide, including a surprising amount of the U.S. government. And then the Russians used that as an entry point into the networks, and more things happen. The attack is bigger than SolarWinds, but SolarWinds is a piece of the supply chain that is being leveraged here. Office 360 was another thing being leveraged. There have been other attacks we've read about, Malwarebytes. Another one of the antivirus companies, the name escapes me. So, but these are examples of we can't attack who we want, so we go after something they use and get in that way. We saw software libraries being attacked a couple of weeks ago. Right? If you can attack a software library that's used by a company in a product, you get your vulnerability into the product. It really leverages how interconnected everything is, how weird the infrastructure is. And it's a really fruitful avenue of attack and one the Russians used to great effect. So this is about China. This is a particular supply chain attack in the hardware. So the stories are worth reading, and I blogged about it just recently. The 2018, there were two Bloomberg stories. These are not short little news bits. These are long investigative stories based on a lot of interviews alleging that the Chinese put basically a spy chip onto motherboards that were then sold into data centers. A really big deal. If true. And like you said, everybody denied it. And more weirdly, there weren't follow-ups by other news organizations. In the end of it, I was skeptical because what I said is, well, where's the chip? If this right. is true, someone should have shown me a photograph of it, right? There's physical evidence. Somebody has it. Now, here we are a week ago, Bloomberg is back again with a very long story. Saying, you know, look, what we reported in 2018 was just part of it. There is this massive hardware supply chain attack, mostly involving Supermicro Corporation. This is the company that's making these motherboards. And that they are being used to spy. And more importantly, the U.S. government knows about it, knew about it, is trying to solve it, and is also covering it up. Right? So now there's a conspiracy theory, so now we can explain why everyone's denying it, but yet someone should be confirming it. The Bloomberg story says interviews of more than 50 people, including looking at documents. I mean, they're really saying this is a well-reported story, people. But again, the New York Times, nothing. And it's hard to know what to believe. I know somebody who has a startup company who has money from DOD to try to mitigate this sort of problem? And he says, yeah, this is real. But again, it's you know, without independent reporting and with all the denials, it's hard to know.
Now, you were –
Did I help? I can't tell.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the nature of the story, right? Like Bloomberg has come out time and again then and now with all of these major assertions. Like you say, it's really hard to believe something that you can't see with your own eyes. I know you mentioned you were skeptical then. Are you less skeptical now? I mean, there's got to be something to the fact that Bloomberg, as the organization that it is, felt comfortable and confident enough in their reporting and their sourcing to take the criticism and the intense heat that they faced a couple of years ago and say, we're willing to face that heat again. That's how much we believe in this story. Does that sway you? Should that sway people?
I think that's certainly evidence. And actually, back in 2018, they wrote two stories a few weeks apart. So they did that then. They doubled down in 2018. Here they are again with more reporting, a broader story, more evidence, but mostly anonymous. So yeah, we take this into account, right? This is a reputable news organization. They're not known for exaggerating things, not known for making things up. So we should take it seriously. I believe it more. They give an explanation why that you don't see this spy chip. It's not actually a chip. It's in the etchings in the boards. So you really can't see it. That makes sense. But there should still be some evidence. The fact that I know someone who has been hired to try to fix this is to me, independent corroboration. But, you know, I spoke to some senior government officials and they said, don't believe it. Now, are they playing me? This is that wheels within wheels. No, we don't know. I mean, I wouldn't – at this point, I wouldn't be surprised either way. If I was betting, I would bet the story is true. But I wouldn't give odds.
What about the fact that it seems in all cases there is no firsthand knowledge that's really referenced? It's a lot of so-and-so knows so-and-so. It's a lot of secondhand and beyond which is not to say that there aren't a lot of sources that contributed to these stories, but there's no like deal, like clencher. what can you say about that?
Classified, right? If this data is classified, it was classified, then you're not going to have people talking about it. And all you're going to get are secondhand sources. And that's a story of, you know, US surveillance and what the NSA does for years, right? It took a Snowden to confirm everything. Because it was all secondhand sources and no firsthand sources. That's the way the security community works. So that makes sense.
What about, do you think we can really expect to know any more than we know at this point? Because it kind of seems if it's classified and if there's been so much denial up until now, we kind of just to a certain degree, I almost feel like we may never actually No, I suppose if Bloomberg continues to double down on this and continues to push it, at some point there might be some information. But you know, you mentioned the hardware itself is embedded into the board that kind of makes it sound like it's not this like large hat or attachment that's being applied that right, would be easy to point to and say it's this thing.
A big red chip with a star on it, right? You're not going to see that. You know, I know that New York Times, Washington Post are looking at this. And if they find something, they're going to report. They will have better sources. And they will have a better ability to report this. So I think we have a chance of learning more. I think if this is not a story, I think that itself is a story. Yes. How Bloomberg could get fooled this way is a story. I don't know if that's going to be reported on. I mean, we'll probably learn about it in the fullness of history, but that, you know, isn't any comfort and doesn't count. Mm-hmm. So I hope we are going to learn more in the coming weeks. You know, now it is out there. If in fact, as the current Bloomberg story says, you know, interviews with more than 50 people, they will consent to be interviewed by others as well. And then we will see some other reporting.
Yeah. Some of that, other publication corroboration would really go a long way on this story. It's a fascinating look into not just the security implications, but also how journalism works behind the scenes. And when you know who's playing this game, you know, Bloomberg in it, totally doubling down on all of this stuff. It just becomes really fascinating. It's like it's kind of a battle between who's going to win on either side. Is the journalistic view going to win, or is the secretive organization, covering it up, if that even exists, if that's a conspiracy, whatever it is? There's so many angles to this that are really fascinating.
It's a plausible story, right? It's plausible. Yeah, this is exactly totally what we are saying the Chinese are doing with 5G equipment, right? They're putting back doors in, they're putting eavesdropping in. This is exactly what the Russians have done with SolarWinds. This is what nation states are doing. Right? This is how attacks are happening today. And China has access to the hardware. Their companies are making it. The government has a lot of control over companies in that country. So, if you were in charge of China, you wouldn't authorize an operation like this. This is how you do it. And that itself makes it plausible.